Book critic Maureen Carrigan begins the new year in a retrospective mood by looking backward to the Los Angeles of the 1920s and 30s and the writer who immortalized it.
Anyone who's ever gone on a pilgrimage to the house of a beloved writer can identify, up to a certain point, with Judith Freeman's obsession. Freeman is a Raymond Chandler fan, and because she loves his writing so much, she wanted to get closer to the man himself. So Freeman set out to visit the places in and around Los Angeles that Chandler and his wife Sissy lived during their near 30-year marriage. Except this being L.A., the city of the relentless future, instead of, say, the Berkshires, Boston, or another one of those history-conscious northeastern literary locales, Freeman knows that there aren't any well-maintained Chandler houses where the great writer's library and desk knickknacks are preserved in climate-controlled amber. Instead, Freeman finds herself driving to addresses that turn out to be, at worst, demolished dead ends, or at best, apartment houses, bungalows, and hotels, many of them dumps. The Chandlers moved over 30 times during their L.A. years. Even when they had money, they always leased furnished flats or small houses, and they often restlessly moved on to yet another modest rental within months. In the noir tour of Chandlerland that she chronicles in her compelling book, The Long Embrace, Freeman visits every one of these crumbling shrines, hoping to pick up clues in the sun-dappled shadows. Like a distaff Philip Marlowe, Freeman conducts stakeouts on these places in her car. She even begins sipping gin gimlets, Chandler's cocktail of choice. Her metabiographical investigation may sound cute and contrived, but Freeman is in deadly earnest, and because of the hypnotic power of her writing, and of course the passages from Chandler's fiction and letters she cites, her case of spirit possession is contagious. I just might try a gimlet myself the next time, as Chandler wrote in The Big Sleep, "The world seems a wet emptiness." As it can probably be said of most writers, Raymond Chandler was a man better to be haunted by than to be married to. He was, off and on, a philanderer, as well as an alcoholic and a depressive personality. In the final years of their marriage, Chandler and Sissy bought their first home, a seaside ranch house in La Jolla, which, of course, Freeman visits. As she describes it, the ocean view from the living room picture window is spectacular, but morose Chandler didn't much care for it. "Too much water," he once said, "too many drowned men." The one constant in Chandler's life was his adoration for Sissy, whom he married when he was 35 and she was 53, although Chandler at the time didn't know Sissy's true age, since she knocked off 10 years on her marriage license. When the pair married in 1924, Chandler was a repressed mama's boy, possibly still a virgin. Along with all the other familiar biographical mysteries of Chandler's life, Freeman dutifully delves into the speculation that Chandler was a closeted gay man. But that isn't the kind of closet she's most interested in investigating. The Long Embrace really excels at capturing the spirit and significance of place. All the while I was reading her book, I kept thinking of historian Mike Davis's great cultural studies of L.A., as well as, to mix my genres and California cities, Hitchcock's Vertigo. To read The Long Embrace is to be transported back, swooningly, to the L.A. of the 20s and 30s, a city that sold itself as the American Italy. Freeman not only evokes the mood of dust-moted locales like the Ambassador Hotel and the Old Union Station, but she's also astute in showing how Chandler excavated the meaning underlying the transient, often bizarre, man-made geography of L.A. Describing the boarded-up Clifton Cafeteria, once an L.A. landmark, Freeman reflects on a passage about diners from Chandler's novel, The Little Sister, and uses that passage as a springboard to talk about the appeal in the 1930s of cavernous cafes like Clifton's, where fast food, cheap food, food that you selected yourself and put on a tray and pushed along a metal railing became inextricably wed not to mere nourishment, but to the possibility of escaping a haunting emptiness for a while. Throughout the long embrace, Freeman somehow manages the dexterous feat of paying homage to Chandler without being swallowed up in his gorgeous language. Like Sissy before her, Judith Freeman is a dame who knows how to hold her own with a man who's trouble.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Long Embrace, Raymond Chandler and the Woman He Loved by Judith Freeman.